online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Nicola Everett.
Kent commuters look to be facing their biggest fare increase in 5 years. We now know prices will be able to rise by 3.6% in the new year. Molly's got the details for KM FM.
Well, this all relates to season ticket and peak time fares, which are linked to retail inflation rates, which were released this morning. It means a high-speed journey from Ashford to the capital could increase to more than £7,100 a year, while commuting annually from Maidstone could cost around £5,300. These commuters aren't happy.
Wages aren't going up the same amount, so how can they keep expecting fares to go up so much?
It's quite really expensive for workers.
I think it's quite a lot considering I don't think there's been any improvement in the services at the moment.
As that passenger mentioned, some feel they're not getting value for money. Mick Whelan from the train drivers union ASLEF says commuters are continuously being let down.
The privatised models failed us for 20 years. Most significant increase was in 2012, 5%. Neither CPI or RPI are the right measure currently when rail fares have outstripped wage increases by more than double.
We're expecting Southeastern to confirm exactly how much their tickets will cost in the next month or so. Linda McCourt from Transport Focus says passengers will want to see improvements to services.
I think operators need to continually work harder to ensure that, you know, there aren't these sort of daily delays. The whole issue around getting a seat, of course, is a huge issue right across the industry.
The new prices will come into effect in January.
KM FM News.
The South Thanet MP has been back in court today after being charged in connection with his 2015 general election expenses. Craig McKinley and two others who worked with him deny doing anything wrong over how much was spent on campaigning ahead of the vote. The 50-year-old from Ramsgate will go on trial next May. It's been confirmed the inquiry into the Grenfell Tower fire will examine the actions of the local council, but it won't address wider social issues. Here's Annie with the details.
Downing Street says Sir Martin Morbick will look at the actions of the local authority ahead of the fire. The retired judge will also investigate the way it spread, whether building regulations are adequate, and if firefighters could have done things better. He won't examine questions about social housing in general. The Prime Minister says the government will instead. Around 80 people died in the disaster.
An investigation's underway after a 27-year-old was killed in a crash on the M2. The silver BMW the man from Orpington was driving was the only car involved on the London-bound carriageway near Faversham at about 11 last night. The motorway was closed for more than 8 hours for investigation work.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A gang who tried to smuggle Albanian nationals into Kent through the Channel Tunnel are facing jail. Four adults and a child were found hidden in the boots of two cars when they were searched by customs officers at the entrance to the tunnel in Coquelles in France in 2015. The six from Birmingham will be sentenced next month. Taylor Swift's legal team has praised her courage after winning a sexual assault case. A jury has decided she was groped by a radio DJ in 2013. Her lawyer is Douglas Baldridge.
It gives courage and inspiration to all people, not just women, but to all people, to have the courage to draw lines and to know where those lines are. The lines of mutual respect between people.
The singer has been awarded a symbolic $1. A man claiming to be a police detective has stolen jewellery after calling at a house in Ashford. He's thought to have arrived at the property in Hever Gardens on Sunday with two other men in a black VW Golf. Descriptions of the suspects and advice on how to spot a bogus caller are at kentonline.co.uk. And a man's been cut free by firefighters and taken to hospital following a crash on the A2. Two vehicles were involved in the collision on the coastbound carriageway close to the Darrenth interchange at the M25. It closed three of the four lanes just before 9 o'clock.
KMFM Showbiz.
Former Strictly judge Len Goodman has admitted he was quite nervous about hosting a new game show. The 73-year-old from Dartford returns to our screens this weekend for Partners in Rhyme. He's revealed he thought he may be an absolute drip and didn't want to let everyone down.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Liverpool's bid to make the Champions League group stage gets underway tonight. Jurgen Klopp's side are in Germany to face Hoffenheim in their playoff first leg. They'll still be without star player Coutinho. The boss says he's injured, but it's rumoured he's handed in a transfer request. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.